The Farm Bureau Women's Summer Conference. Thanks for being with us again, everyone. Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Today and tomorrow, more than 200 Farm Bureau women from all across the state will be in Columbia to take part in their 59th annual summer conference. Joanne Fusell of Houston County is the group's chairman.
We share ideas and get new ideas to carry back home to use in our counties. You know, each woman has a different story to tell. And this is the way in which we tell the story of agriculture.
Ms. Fusell is in her 25th year on the state's Women's Committee and completing her 15th as chair. She and many others involved in Farm Bureau feel the women play a vital role in the success of the organization and agriculture.
And just like it's a family affair, the husband and wife work together. The wife can do many of the things that the farm man does not have time to do, such as write letters, talk with our children about agriculture, how important agriculture is in their lives, and we just tell our story over and over, which we work together. Each has their own role to play.
Now, a lot of activities for the women today, including a statewide poster and essay contest about agriculture for elementary kids, and one of the highlights this year, for the first time ever, is a chicken and dumpling cook-off. Pettis Reed is editor of the Tennessee Home and Farm magazine.
It all came about due to a article that I wrote in our Tennessee Home and Farm magazine talking about the fact that I was unable to find real home-cooked chicken and dumplings anywhere, and that it needed to find some way to find a recipe that anybody could prepare to make good home-cooked chicken and dumplings. And from that, the idea grew into a cook-off. And from that, it went from 120 entries down to 5, and now we're going to find the world's champion.
Should be a lot of fun and some good eating during the Farm Bureau Women's Summer Conference. Hope all of you have a safe day, have a safe weekend. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.